God, as I look at Peter's life, show me how he became someone who followed you so fearlessly and wholeheartedly. And do in me what you did in him. Week 10, Day 3. I start by pausing and taking some deep breaths. As I breathe in, I think of the cares of my day. And as I breathe out, I consciously put those cares in your hands, God. God, I remember you are here. And so I prepare myself to meet with you. Thank you, God, that the Bible is your living word. As I listen, please speak to me through it. Holy Spirit, I'm listening for a word or phrase that you might want to say to me today. This story takes place right after Peter and John met a lame man who was begging. Peter said to him, "Silver or gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk." And the man was healed and began walking and jumping and praising God.
Acts chapter 4, verse 1 to 13. The priests and the captain of the temple guard and the Sadducees came up to Peter and John while they were speaking to the people. They were greatly disturbed because the apostles were teaching the people, proclaiming in Jesus the resurrection of the dead. They seized Peter and John, and because it was evening, they put them in jail till the next day. But many who heard the message believed, so the number of men who believed grew to about 5,000. The next day, the rulers, the elders, and the teachers of the law met in Jerusalem. Annas, the high priest, was there, and so were Caiaphas, John, Alexander, and the others of the high priest's family. They had Peter and John brought before them and began to question them, "By what power or what name did you do this?" Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers and elders of the people, if we are being called to account today for an act of kindness shown to a man who was lame and are being asked how he was healed, then know this, you and all the people of Israel, it is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead, that this man stands before you healed. Jesus is the stone you builders rejected, which has become the cornerstone. Salvation is found in no one else. For there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved." When they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished and they took note that these men had been with Jesus.
Write down anything you feel the Holy Spirit has revealed to you, pausing the recording if you need to. When Peter's brother Andrew first introduced him to Jesus, he said, "We have found the Messiah," which means the Saviour. Over the next 3 years, Peter learned what that actually meant. By the time Peter spoke to the rulers and the elders, he was able to say, "Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved." Peter knew that Jesus was the Son of the living God, and that he died and rose again to reconcile people to him. God, like Peter, I want to know you for who you really are. Father, your word says Peter was an unschooled, ordinary man, but you changed him. Please do the same with me. As I finish this time, I say yes to you. I say yes to what you've revealed to me through your word, and I say yes to anything you're asking me to do. Father, help me to trust you. Jesus, help me to live like you. And Holy Spirit, help me to recognize your voice. Amen.